episode number 325, Return of Camaro Storage Tips.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
What's going on, man?
Just enjoying the Michigan weather and gas prices.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, nothing
we
like...
We haven't talked about that
nothing,
in a long
nothing
time.
Nothing like, you know, reaching back to our roots here. So, yeah. It's a chilly, wet, drizzly day here in Michigan.
Not too chilly. It's in the 50s.
You were complaining about it earlier.
No, the rain. Not the temperature.
Well, the rain makes it chilly. It's chilly rain.
The rain sucks.
That's right. Switch a little
turn. Well, it turned to snow by Tuesday.
Yeah. That's awesome. Ugh. I like it. You hate it. We got the yin and the yang going on here. Yeah. So obviously we're going to talk about, you know, we've been kind of leading up to this in the previous episodes, but we're going to talk about car winter storage tips for your Camaro and or other vehicles.
Yep.
We're going to talk about the ZL1 page because it's, after all, it's not a Camaro Z28.com podcast episode without talking about the winter, the gas prices, and the ZL1.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring, I guess, you know, I'm going to beat a dead horse a little bit about the whole A6 versus M6 debacle.
Yep.
Got some voicemails, Chris, right?
Yeah, we've got three of them.
Mm-hmm. We're going to declare a new car of the week if you haven't already noticed who it's going to be. And maybe we'll talk about some other stuff towards the end of it. Maybe a Camaro Z28.com diecast related. It's Camaro Collectibles, Camaro Enthusiast Collection diecast related.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that at the end if we have some time. So let's get into this. Car
storage tips.
Yeah.
Yep. I still haven't put my Camaro away.
No,
but... Basically, I park mine in my garage and hook up the trickle charger like I did last year, and that's it.
Let's take a... speaking of hooking up to a charger, let's take a quick diversion. I almost forgot about this.
What's
Chris,
that?
You bought a new car.
Well, I actually leased a new car.
Whatever.
Got rid of the Equinox this week.
You got rid of the Suquinox, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Got a Volt.
You got a Chevrolet Volt.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah?
Pretty neat car. Yeah. I'm enjoying it right now. Haven't put any gas in it yet, so it's a topaz blue. It's a really cool color. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's new for 2012, but it really stood out when I looked at it at the dealership. So
I can't say that I've seen a Volt in that color before.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat color. Enjoying it. A lot of cool stuff in there. I've never been known as the green type person car
tree
type,
hugger,
but I sure am a techie person. And let me tell you. For techie geeks and stuff like that, this is the car for you, man.
I think I read in the Automotive News and Future Vehicle Discussion Forum that it's not the green people that are buying the Chevrolet Volt. It's the nerds.
Really?
Yeah. I read that.
I believe it, man.
Check that and throw it in the show notes. You'll probably find some interest in it. But anyway, so congratulations on stimulating the economy. I did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And hey, all right.
Yeah.
Go Chevrolet and go Jeep. So back to
winter storage tips.
Yeah. When it snows?
Yeah, usually that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm holding out for the first like significant amount of snow, like an inch or more, and then I will finally just I'll park it and not going to drive it anymore. That's when I'll probably hook up the trickle charger to it, and that'll be it for the winter time for me. That's all I do.
What kind of trickle charger do you use?
Oh, the same one you recommended last year.
The battery tender waterproof 800.
Man. Yeah,
it's actually a float charger. It's not a trickle charger.
Oh, okay.
Huge.
Well, whatever it is, works awesome.
It does. And I've been meaning to put it up on the front page of the site, but we had other news to go. And plus, I've been working some ridiculous hours. So I know that BearZ28 found the video, though.
Yeah. I saw he sent that to you.
So just head over to, if you don't want to wait for it to hit the front page, just head over to our CamaroZ28.com YouTube account, which is, what is it, Chris?
YouTube.com/CamaroZ28.com.
And I think that's the link from the front page of the website as well.
There's a button right there.
I'll get it up there. But I go through a few more steps. I take it out and I wash it. One last good, decent wash. Get all the dust and junk off it because I haven't driven it in 2 months before that. Throw the right amount of Stabil in the gas tank. I should be changing the oil beforehand, but I haven't been doing that, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I'm definitely going to change it when I pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't done that either.
See, before, I would roll it onto a sheet of plastic, and then I'd put the car cover on, and then I'd wrap...
Is that when you, like, rolled it up in Visqueen?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I'd put the car cover on, and then I'd wrap the plastic around the car cover and then tape it to it. What I found was that didn't do any good.
No?
It actually trapped water in.
Oh.
Because condensation would naturally, vapor would naturally form on the other side of that plastic. And I just used like a cheap, thin painter's plastic, you know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that was it right there. There wasn't a thick enough like barrier. But over the summer, I had my concrete completely redone. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, that's probably going to make a huge difference in your garage, too.
I remember one year I had a little lake in my garage because the floor had sunk and then water had collected. So I don't expect that to happen this year. So what I did is I just rolled the I pumped up the tires to 40 pounds, and I rolled the car onto four squares of carpet and put the cover on and put the battery tender on it. And I pull everything out, though. I pull everything out of the glove box, the center console, the trunk, the spare tire, the floor mats, everything. Hmm. I completely pull out because I don't want any residue, any sort of moisture to collect anywhere. And it's probably overkill, but that's what I do. Plug up the tailpipes with steel wool, keep rodents from getting in there and doing any other orifice of the vehicle that they might climb into and start nesting, because the last thing you want to do is fire it up and suck
a
nest.
It's not like we live in the country either, and I don't know.
There's mice in your garage, just like there's in somebody else.
I've never seen a mouse around here, man.
It's because they're good at hiding in your car.
Yeah.
Up your tailpipe.
Then they're probably in my 95 Z28 then.
So that's really all I'm doing this year, and I'm going to see how it works out. Every now and then I go out, I inspect the battery tender, but it's so far so good. I mean, it's such a simple operation. I just make sure the light's green. And then I am going to crawl under there and see if I find any condensation that's formed. It was so bad last spring that there was, like, it looked like somebody took a hot shower in my garage.
Really?
Like, I got a big mirror.
You didn't have, like, any mold forming or anything, did you?
No, not that I know of, not that I saw. But, like, I have a big mirror on the one wall to reflect a lot, to give it more light when I'm working in there. And that was, it looked like the mirror of a sauna. In the spring when all the snow had melted and then you know, things kind of get misty outside. It was definitely misty. Like, I opened the garage door and I thought somebody wasn't, you know, turned it, somebody was hitting a bong or something.
Damn.
So hopefully fixing the garage floor will fix that. And I guess that might be step one. Make sure that your surface is good before you do anything else. Did we really have anybody call in for the contest or anything? At least not so far.
I think we had an email in.
Yeah.
Because he provided it right there. The picture with the fifth gen on those roller skate wheels.
On the dollies.
Yeah.
I wanted to get those, but it seems like you're hit or miss on the dollies. Like, you either got to buck up and they're decent quality stuff, or you're just going to get screwed. Yeah, it was R.S. Mick.
Yeah.
And actually, he won a die-cast Camaro last year. From his storage tips. Yeah. So far,
he's
in the win. It's going to be more than a diecast car. It's going to be a Zeno pack.
Oh,
I got a complete Zeno pack. So when you pull it out of winter storage,
you're
ready to go. Yeah. And it's one of the bigger kits too.
Ooh.
It's not just like a little sample pack. So there you have it. We're running this until December 15th. Get your car storage tips in and could win you a Zeno prize pack courtesy of Zeno custom, Zeno show car polish products and all that jazz.
Next year, we should run the winter storage tips until the first snow of Michigan, until we get our first snow. We should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll push it till January or February. No, it'll probably be freaking October.
So there you have it. That's it for mine. I can't really. I'm sure there's a couple other things that I do as well, but I can't think of them what they are at the moment.
I got a question for you too.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
When you store your car, do you cancel your XM subscription and your OnStar subscription
since
it's just sitting?
Absolutely. And I also put it on fire and theft instead of collision coverage.
Well, technically, if you have a new car loan, you're supposed to keep full coverage on it. Otherwise, they can revoke. They can take your car away from you.
Who's going to collide into it in my garage?
Oh, no. Well, you do have more than one driver at your house.
Yeah, but nobody else parks in the garage.
Yeah, but you do open the garage door.
Only me.
Only you. You're the only person who opens the garage.
That's right. Lock that sucker down.
Yeah.
No, there's a good point there. And so always definitely check with your lien holder and your insurance company to make sure that they jive with each other on that. Which reminds me, I haven't taken either one off yet.
Yeah.
So, but XM and OnStar, yeah, I do. I mean, there's no sense in having it if I'm not going to drive it.
Yeah.
This is throwing money out the window. Maybe I'm cheap. I don't know. Good question. You got any more?
No.
All right. Well, hopefully somebody has some better tips than what I can provide, because I can't be the voice of all winter things that are winter storage tip related.
We do have some more voicemails today, so yeah, who knows?
Hopefully maybe there's some in there.
There might be some in there. We haven't listened to them yet.
All right. So that's that. Get your tips in. Win some goods. That's all. Oh, yeah. So the ZL1. Yeah.
Ugh. Finally. I mean, this is not just recently, but I think 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, Chevrolet finally updated their site to include all the ZL1 information with the MSRP of $54,095. Barely street legal, with a picture of the red ZL1 on the cover there.
It looks pissed.
It looks just badass. Oh, can't wait for mine.
You shut up. Yeah, Jason Port called us out for not covering this.
Yeah, yeah. We had a lot to cover last week, so we didn't cover it last week, but we're going to do it this week. So why don't you explain how Chevrolet is doing their site now, besides being incredibly late with content?
here's some insider tips that you may not have thought about. Have you noticed that, you know, previously when you go to look for a car or just about anything else online, it would go to the product page. Like, in which case, in Chevrolet's case, it's called a model overview page. And then there would be subsections where you could go, you know, click on photo gallery, safety, this, that, and the other thing. And you have to go page by page by page to get the goods on the thing. But when you start looking at some of the Chevrolet sites, and actually a lot of General Motors sites in general, mm-hmm. They're just one page. It's called a long page format. And I think this is a cue taken from Apple. Because you notice Apple is the same way. It's just got all the goods on one page. So you don't have to click back and forth, forward and back, you know, and maybe even get lost in the process depending on how intuitive your skills are for surfing the web and navigating websites. This is just all you do is scroll and read, and you'll get to what you need to get to.
Thank God. You know, because this is the way I like to view content. So I don't have to keep clicking all over the place.
Yeah. When I would build websites, a lot of times I would do them just this way, where I just have quick jumps to each section instead of building multiple pages. And little did I know that it would actually become the smart way to do it. I was doing it because I was sort of lazy.
This is beautiful, though. This is a nice-looking site.
You know, it is, and the photos are very cool. And what I like is that they're showing photos that I hadn't seen before.
That's cool. I love the 20-inch wheels that's mm-hmm. going to come stock on the car. The black ones, oh, love it. Magna Ride.
God, I'm so jealous of that Magna Ride. I'm just hoping they come out with a Z28 that's got MagnaRide on it. You know, whatever this 1LE was becomes a Z28. That's what I'm hoping for.
We'll see.
That's my push. And in fact, if anybody asks what I'm going to talk about in our next disciple meeting, which may be in the spring and it may not be in Milford, I'm speculating really more than anything. That's what I'm going to push for. Make that 1LE and call it a Z28. I think you got a real big winner on your hands.
Cool.
So there you have it. Check it out. What's the web address, you know, so people...
It's Chevrolet.com/Camaro-ZL1-Sports-Car.
Sports? What sport? Baseball? Hockey? Football? What sport?
Hey.
It's a damn muscle car.
It's a sports car.
There's no sport in that. There's utter annihilation in that. That's what it is. It should be, you know, Chevrolet.com/Camaro-ZL1-Decimate-Your-Ass.net or whatever it is. Decimate dash your dash ass.
Yeah. Okay.
Dash biatch.
Yeah.
Sorry, got a little carried away. Ugh, I wish I could get one. I could if I want to sell a kidney and get a divorce. But you know what? I can't wait to drive yours.
Yeah.
Bring my Camaro over and we need to line them up.
Slam them into each other.
We ram them into each other. Like I used to say, we need to go to the track with mine versus yours. Yeah. Settle that debate.
Sounds good.
Make things happy with people.
Sounds good.
Speaking of debates,
what's that?
I just don't get this. We've covered this before, and I thought we were kind of done with it, but I can't help but bring it back up. So my apologies if you're tired of it. I kind of am, but that's almost part of my rant. People bitching about what other people drive. You know, when I used to see Ricer mobiles, which thank God that era is over, I would just look at them and I first want to criticize them. And then I just say to myself, look, not my car, not my problem. I say the same thing with bratty kids in the Walmart or whatever. Not my kid, not my problem. So here's the deal. I'm getting all kinds of flack on YouTube from the keyboard warriors because I bought an automatic Camaro.
Didn't you have an article on your PhantomSS.com page that explains why you purchased an automatic?
Yeah.
Why don't you just forward them there?
Because they're obviously not interested in reading it. The comments on my YouTube video are to the effect of, you're not a real man because you bought a Camaro with an automatic. Mm. I look at what the guy has, and it's a 94 Jeep Cherokee with a bad muffler.
Yeah.
And it's got an automatic, I bet you anything.
Yeah. Well, to each their own.
Well, that's what you try to say. Hey, I got nothing to prove here. The car's meant to be a cruiser. I'm not out to set track records and everything. Ooh, you must feel more inferior after saying that. It's just really funny. But fortunately, I got a few people coming to my aid. So if you got a couple minutes and you're on YouTube and you manage to find the video I'm talking about of me doing a 0 to 100, of somebody, my stunt driver,
yeah,
doing a 0 to 100 blast in my supercharged Camaro SS, take a look at some of the stupid comments and maybe add your own if you want.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fodder to put people in their place.
I believe it. Comes with this territory, man.
I can't wait to see some of the replies. All right. Enough of that junk, though.
Voicemails.
Let's do some voicemails. I hope we have some car storage tips.
We'll find out. Here we go. Here's the first one.
All right.
Hey, guys. Bear here. Just finished listening to the previous week. It was a new Grand Cherokee, but I really don't blame you on that. I mean, hey, it's a daily driver. I've been wanting a Volkswagen for quite a while for a daily driver. I'm stuck with a 2004 Colorado, and it's pretty much by far one of the absolute worst vehicles I've ever owned. Like Mudbone was saying, yeah, this thing, I mean, I had to lift it to get it off the bump stops. The torsion bars were sagged, the back springs were sagged, it rides like crap. I mean, it rides like a craftsman toolbox. And it's got a pretty big four-cylinder in it. It's a 2.8 four-cylinder, but it's rated at like 175 horse or something. But I got to keep stabbing the thing on the highway to get it to stay up to speed so I can avoid getting rear-ended by half the Richies out here. It's got no power. I've tuned it, and I've ported the throttle body and put a cold air on it, but that's my rant. It's absolutely terrible to drive. I've been wanting a GTI for a daily driver just because it's nice and quiet. It's got plenty of pickup, a gorgeous interior. But, yeah, and as far as the V6, I can understand that, you know, hey, put a supercharger on it. I'm all for that. I think that'd be a nice addition, like, you know, they used to do with the Regals and some of the other cars that were out there. But, oh, and one more thing about, like, last week's episode, I really like the little cliffhangers you leave at the end of the episode. Like, hey, I got something new. Check back next week to find out, you know? It's a good idea. All right, guys, I'll let you go. I'm almost to work here, so have a good one. Bye.
Mr. Bayer Z28, we're losing them in there a little bit. I think the cell phone connection wasn't the best, but I think we kind of got the gist of it.
Earlier this year, I was looking for ideas for daily drivers too, and I thought it was him that said that the Colorado was great. Well, it was either him or Mudbone.
It's a Colorado with a 2.8 liter motor in it?
I think so. It's a four cylinder though, but
is it?
You know. Now, boy, if it was either him or Mudbone or somebody was calling and saying, consider the Colorado, which I was.
Yeah.
I used to have an S10. I loved it. But yeah, that's kind of what he's saying about the Colorado. That kind of echoes what I've been what I read. And I did consider the Colorado. There's one and on display in the building that I work in the rent center downtown. Yeah, that's too bad because the S10 was a great vehicle. The Colorado just doesn't live up to that.
Yeah. What was, what was the name of the truck you had?
It was an S10.
Yeah, but it wasn't a different...
It was a ZR2.
It had the
off-road package, which I needed in the city.
but nice truck, though. You
know, I loved it. I drove that to 100,000 miles without... I think I replaced the brakes and the tires.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, you know, the thing is that they're allegedly coming out with a new Colorado that looks very, I don't know, Equinox-ish. It's like the new Chevrolet design.
Yeah.
Very polarizing. People like it or hate it. And I would have definitely considered that because I thought it looked pretty good. As far as the Baja edition. But
plus, we got the new Trailblazer coming out,
well,
too.
That's the other thing, and I would have considered that, too. But there's rumors that not even make it to the United States, though.
Yeah.
That's up in the air. So I would have considered either one, but I can't wait two more years.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to wait, so that's a bummer. But thanks for the tips. I'm glad I didn't get a Colorado, I guess, as much as I wanted to get one.
Okay.
Thanks, Bear.
Yep. Here's the next one.
Hi, Jason and Chris. This is Wynan Dupuy. I've had an iPod for years and have never really tried out podcasts until yesterday, and listened to your podcast. It was excellent. Keep up the good work. I still have my 94, and I sold my 98 Trans Ams, and my daily driver is a new Cobalt SS sedan. Keep it up. Talk to you later.
There is one blast from the past.
Whining.
Holy crap.
Wow. Man. From the old fbody.org days.
In the Memphis events. And
yeah. Cool. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Never forget when we were doing the Detroit to Memphis caravan.
Yeah, we stopped. I think we had to stop in Louisville or something
We stopped at his house
to
pick him up. And I think that's when he had his 98 Trans Am with the 11-inch ZR1 wheels on the back. And a Supra decided to come along and play with our convoy, and he pretty much chased him out. I will not forget that, because it was like go wide and get him, you know? Yeah. Very, very cool to hear from you, old friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 14 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
That we. Oh, boy. Well, very cool. Call him more often. We're glad to have you as a listener.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and if you're from the old fbody.org mailing list days, or just a new listener, or either one or both or anything, give us a call. Give us a car storage tip or an old story, or ask us a question. We're happy to provide.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here's the last voicemail we have for this week.
Hey guys, this is Charlie One from the forums. It's been a while since I've called the show. I had a question or concerns about, you know, everything going relating to Z01 against the supposed 2013 Shelby GT500. In your honest opinion, when do you think that, or when do you believe it is that Chevy should just, you know, that the Camaro can just keep competing with the Ford Mustang, and just in terms of horsepower and performance? Because Ford only, in my own belief, Ford only has the Mustang as a performance car, unless you count the GT and the Ford GT, but I haven't heard anything from that in a long time. And Chevy has the Corvette, General Motors, I mean, and altogether, I mean, with Cadillac, they have the CTS-V. But how much further do you believe that the Camaro should just keep competing with the supercar performance that they're now, that Ford is obviously trying to go with the Shelby? I mean, 650 horsepower, that's a little bit much, you think, that it just takes away from a Camaro being a muscle car. Do you believe that Chevy should just allow the Corvette to take the helms at that for the new Shelby GT500, or do you think Camaro should keep trying to pursue the horsepower race or the handling race until it just becomes another Corvette? Thanks for your time, guys.
That was an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Colin from Charter One from the message board. And the way I see it is, if there's competition, why not do it? You know? If Mustang is going to put out a GT500 with 600 plus horsepower or 500 plus horsepower, what it was before, and Chevrolet wants to put out a Camaro to try and compete with that, why not?
I think I get what he's saying, though, which is a little bit different.
What, that there's already a Corvette?
Yeah. I mean, at what point, when does the Mustang, what if the Mustang jacked it up to 700 horsepower? Then it would definitely be out of the competition league.
Yeah.
For the Camaro, and it would bleed into Corvette territory.
Yeah.
So does it have to be matched up one-to-one like that? Camaro versus Mustang, and then Corvette versus, well, the GT, the Ford GT, which I don't even think they make anymore. I think that was just like a two-year shot or something like that, which I think is a little bit more appropriate, but I think the GT would... Would that take the ZL1 to the cleaners? I don't know. And that's a level I don't pay attention to just because I can't hang.
Yeah.
It's an interesting point. I mean, I don't know if he's saying that or if he's just saying at what point does too much become just too much.
Yeah.
I think they're already there.
Yeah.
Look, I got 600 horsepower in my Camaro, even though it's an automatic. And like I've said it before probably dozens of times on this show. It is to the point where it's nearly unusable. Maybe I need to break in the tires a little bit or what. But when you get you power on a corner and you're going to completely whip that ass end around so far you'll see it.
Yeah.
If you're not careful, it's 650 horsepower. Granted, it probably has the computer controls to manage it a little better. I don't think my computer in my Camaro was expecting to be able to swallow 600 horsepower and manage it, but I think it's too much already. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's great. But boy,
I think this is a great topic, though.
Yeah,
I think we should have people call in. What do you think? Is 580 horsepower too much? Is 650 horsepower too much? Where do you draw the line? How much is too much?
I got a feeling we're going to get a lot of people. They're going to say 800 and 900 is enough. Until they've driven one.
Yeah,
drive one first. Yeah, daily.
A lot of people who 1,000 plus horsepower in their car.
Supras,
yeah.
And they do 16-second quarter miles.
They're blazing the tires all the way down the track.
No kidding. That's the thing. There's the case in point. 2,000 horsepower in a Camaro. Heck, Hennessy's done it a couple of times. What's that like to drive?
Yeah,
nearly twice as much horsepower as what I have, and I say that mine is pretty much where I want it to be. What's 1,000 like? That's nuts. Yeah, I definitely want to hear what people say. So, you know the number. Call in and tell us what your thoughts are on that. Great, great question. Great topic. Was it Charter One?
Yeah.
The bank?
Charter One the bank?
I don't know. Or was it Charlie One?
Charlie One?
Charlie 1111?
No, one it just said Charter One.
Charter
I think.
One?
I think that's what he said.
All right. Good. That's a good one.
Hit a weird duck squeak.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know what the hell that was.
Calling from a strip club or something? It's a strange calling card warning.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
We're going to have to push this email to next week. We're running out of time here on the show.
We are?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies, man.
Well, this is kind of a long email, too, so.
Yeah. All right. Boy, that was... I'm still knocked off balance by Winan Dupuy calling in.
I know. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Definitely didn't forget.
Jim Davidson, are you out there? Jim D?
Yeah.
We'd like you to call next.
Marcus Strobel.
Oh, wasn't he in Sweden? Or
he was from Sweden, yeah. He was a cool dude. He knew how to drive.
I'm trying to think who
Micah
else.
Thompson and
I'm friends with a lot of these guys on Facebook.
Yeah, me
though.
Too. Yeah. Darren Arudi, our old buddy Darren.
Oh, good old Darren.
We could throw names out for an hour.
I know.
Of all the old guys. Rob Willis. I'm still buddies with him.
Yep.
Yeah, but anyway, you know what we gotta do?
What's that?
We get to finally do a car of the week again.
Finally, yeah.
Well, we did one last week. That's right. But now we're doing it again. And these are driven by your nominations. Basically, head over to CamaroZ28.com/garage and find a car that you like, or it could be your own. And
this one was cool.
Nominate it. This car is a nice looking car. We definitely had to give it to CamaroZ28.com member Link WPC. He calls the car the punching cat.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's funny. Why the punching cat?
That's his avatar.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Some good pictures, though.
Yeah, I love what he's done with it. There's some. It's unique. It's not.
It was tastefully done.
It's not. Yeah, it's not out there. It's not overdone. Definitely unique. I love the wheels on it. They are Venaci or Venaci or my cousin Vinny, 20x9.5, 20x10.5. They're like a. No, they're just unique. Nice and clean. Yeah. I like a nice clean car. Very tastefully done. So congratulations, Link WPC. I think he won.
Something
didn't he win the Nitto tire contest?
I can't remember
what kind of tires he's got on this car.
Was that when we had to have the picture of the Camaro with the Camaro Z28.com sign? Remember that? And you had to take a picture and then post it in the forum?
Yeah, doesn't look like he's running Nittos on his car though.
No,
yeah, well, it's all right. Well done, Link WPC. Do we have any nominations for next week?
We do have one.
We got to make sure that he's actually in the garage though.
I have to look for that.
So like I said, head over to CamaroZ28.com/mygarage, add your car or modify it, and let us know that you want to be nominated for Car of the Week. Stick you on the front page, mention you in the CamaroZ28.com podcast, just like we did here with Link WPC.
Absolutely.
Is that it?
I think that's going to be it.
Yeah, decent show. So as Bear said, let's talk about next week. Let's drop some hints here. I'll save the Camaro Enthusiast Collection diecast news for next week. But I will say, I'll drop the cool hint.
Okay.
There's going to be 30 days of hints.
30 days of hints.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I'm not going to say where, but every day for 30 days, starting December 1st, I'm going to drop a hint or something interesting, or maybe even a coupon code that'll get you some cool stuff if you place an order.
Okay.
So it could be free shipping. It could be 50% off. It could be buy one, get one. It could be buy one, get a green machine, because there's going to be green machines available. So so be ready to pay to check out 30 days of 30 hints. And at the end of it, that's when the pre-orders will start.
Okay.
So starts December 1st. So be ready. It should be fun. Yeah. And I look forward to people's comments.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to talk about, so...
No, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, so somebody call in between now and next week and give us something to talk about. Otherwise, we'll make up our own stuff as we always do. And next week is when we will see you.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.